We live in a world where man has imposed categories and division. Black versus white, good versus evil, mind versus matter. But of course, reality does not bend or conform to the categories man has created. Have you ever wondered if your mind and the world outside are more connected than they seem? What if your dreams and the galaxies are made of the very same thing? Maybe, like me, you've looked at the stars, the trees, and your own reflection, and have thought, that's out there and I'm in here. But what if we were wrong? What if everything, your mind, your body, the universe, were part of the same underlying reality? My name is Dr. Harry Shirley, and I would like to introduce my work exploring this unified reality. Let's explore together this one world, a place where mind and matter are united by numbers. Carl Jung, the Swiss psychiatrist and psychologist, was fascinated by the idea of there being one world underlying reality as we see it. He called it the Unus Mundus, Latin for one world. He believed there is a hidden unity behind everything, a place where your thoughts and the world around you are not separate at all, not united through magic or a fairy tale. The Unus Mundus is like a real pattern that connects all things. Close to his passing, Jung realized that the pattern of the Unus Mundus spoke not with words, but through symbols and meaningful coincidences, or as he called them, synchronicities. Synchronicity is something we all experience. Seeing the same number all over the place, thinking of a friend, and then they suddenly call. Or even your dreams, reflecting the future. We often write these off as little coincidences, but Jung believed there was much more. He felt synchronicity was a symptom of the Unus Mundus, the one world, but also Jung felt that the Unus Mundus spoke to us through number. In fact, in reference to the Unus Mundus, Jung said, I have a distinct feeling that number is a key to the mystery. Now, you've used numbers. You've used them to count or do maths. You were probably taught in school that numbers are tools we use to understand things logically. But history tells a different story. Ancient thinkers saw numbers as more than tools. They saw them as living truths. Pythagoras thought numbers made up the universe. Plato believed the soul of the world was built with geometry. And alchemists, they used numbers to guide transformation itself. Quantum physicists, they use numbers to describe a strange reality defying common sense. If anything, history teaches, there is always more to number than we first see. Now, Jung took numbers seriously. To him, numbers were not just logical tools, they were meaningful symbols. Symbols emerging from the unconscious mind, explaining their symbolic importance in dreams, synchronicities, myths, visions, religion, spirituality. He thought numbers might be the oldest language the unconscious mind uses to speak to us. For Jung, numbers held opposites together, being both quantity and quality, both logical and symbolic. Numbers refuse to be categorized. Think about it. One means unity, symbolizing wholeness or loneliness. Two means duality, opposites in conflict or in sync. Three means harmony, a solution perhaps to the tension between one and two. These numbers don't just count things, They mean something. But in reality, numbers never sit alone. They interact. They form shapes, dynamics, and systems. One of the most surprising patterns made by numbers is something called a fractal. Now, a fractal is a shape that repeats itself at every scale. Like a fern, a coastline, a galaxy, or even the folding of your own DNA. They repeat over and over again, no matter how close you zoom in. And somehow, they're built from very simple rules. But among these, the Mandelbrot set stands apart. Born from a deceptively simple equation, it yields a shape whose border never ends. Zoom in forever, you will find endless spirals, galaxies within galaxies, an interconnected framework between order and chaos. The Mandelbrot set is a special set of complex numbers, derived from a simple iterative formula. It is drawn by repeating a simple formula. Every number we get out, we put back in. Over time, we generate a sequence. Now, we create the Mandelbrot set by collecting all values for which the sequence remains stable. But the Mandelbrot set has a secret. The sequences that do not remain stable move to infinity in a mysterious way. When we view these paths to infinity, we generate a new form called the Buddhabrot, a surprising pattern that looks ancient and modern at the very same time. It looks like the Buddha. Hindu deities, the ancient chakras along the spine, and even Egyptian pharaohs. It is not just a geometric shape. Now, this is where Jung would have paid attention. Remember, he believed that number itself may possess a symbolic or archetypal quality, indeed a bridge between mind and matter, not metaphorically, literally. The Buddhabrot may be just such a bridge, a unifying symbol connecting matter and mind, a symbol perhaps for the Unus Mundus, the one world envisioned by Jung. Indeed, in my work, I have uncovered a pattern underlying both the mind and the universe. The Buddhabrot is an archetypal symbol, a pattern emerging from the unconscious mind. And this symbol is like no other. It comes from pure number alone. The Buddhabrot is a meaningful coincidence, a synchronicity, a hint that there is a hidden order. Most people will tell you the Buddhabrot was discovered in 1993. But this is just the first time we observed it computationally. Numbers are much older than we are. The Buddhabrot is, in fact, ancient. Across cultures and time, humans have sensed the hidden order of the Buddhabrot. It emerges in art and aspects of culture, addressing boundaries such as the division between earth and heaven, life and death, and mind and matter. Alchemical emblems depicting the Philosopher's Stone, a symbol for the unity of mind and matter, echo the Buddhabrot. Those who know Jung's work know that he was heavily influenced and fascinated by the alchemists. What would he have made of this? The Tree of Life symbol, which relates to the interplay of mind and matter, echoes the ordered patterns of the Buddhabrot, the very same fractal pattern spontaneously arising across vast time periods around the world. Some examples being Mayan, Persian, Indian, European, Assyrian, Egyptian Tree of Life symbols, all of which echo each other and the Buddhabrot. The Buddhabrot lies hidden in ancient architecture from Stonehenge to the Vatican, both attempts to connect Earth to the heavens, to connect matter to mind. The Buddhabrot's hidden order may even be secretly embedded in mysterious masterpieces of the Renaissance period. When one looks to psychedelic art, one does not simply see the echoes of the Buddhabrot, no. In fact, psychedelic art appears to be the unconscious attempt to express the Buddhabrot order of the Unus Mundus. When one awakens to the order of the Buddhabrot, they will find the pattern in the most meaningful places. The Buddhabrot is then an elemental ordering principle of the mind and universe, one of the deepest parts of the unconscious mind, a fractal glimpse of the Unus Mundus. It tells us something profound, that the laws of nature are not random, that reality is not meaningless, but mind and universe may be singing in harmony. Jung said that numbers might organize the mind. He meant that before consciousness even emerges, number is there. It is not invented, it is discovered, just like your true self. And when your true self awakens, when your mind encounters its own pattern, perhaps you can find your place. There is a part of your story that includes the universe. To look past divisions to the order of the Buddhabrot is to become who you really are, who you were always meant to be. The truth is the Unus Mundus seeks recognition in number, in matter, in symbol. Our role is bringing the symbol into the world, building culture around it, healing division, living in harmony with the deeper order. The Buddhabrot, both ancient and new, then becomes a symbol for unification. And now, perhaps more than ever, we really need that. The world is saturated with data, meaningless data, noise, and your mind cannot survive. Not in this noise. We crave coherence, narrative, pattern. And the truth is, pattern is there, waiting in nature, in mind, in number. Now, this is why art really matters. Indeed, why story matters, why symbols and dreams matter, guiding us when reason fails. Because they reveal the invisible order, the fingerprint of the Buddhabrot upon the world. So, this is the invitation of the Unus Mundus, to see, not just with your eyes, but with your mind, to recognize that your thoughts and the stars are not separate at all, that your longing for wholeness is mirrored in the geometry of a fern, the curl of a galaxy, even in the fractal-shaped folding of your DNA. And when you see this, truly see it, you will awaken. You are no longer a stranger in the world. You are now a participant, a carrier of the pattern, a fractal becoming aware of itself. You are the Buddhabrot discovering itself. So what do we do with this new wisdom? Listen, watch, dream. We take symbols seriously. Not as fantasy, but as coordinates. We study number, not just for logic, for meaning. And we dare to imagine that behind the chaos of the world, there is an order, alive and calling us into alignment. Because the Unus Mundus is not elsewhere, it is here. Always was. And the self, your true self, is not a private possession. It is a node in the greater pattern. It seeks not only to know itself, but to express itself in action, art, word, image, love, in the end, the Buddha brought may be nothing more than math. But to the mind, it is a message. You belong. Your life follows a pattern. You are part of infinite meaning. And that forgotten pattern, ancient, sacred, strange, has been waiting for you to remember.